Okay, we're holding in Siman Kufta, and we saw the beginning of Sif Aleph. We spoke about a case where a person is nichas to Beis HaKnesses. He comes to shul late, and he sees that the tzibur are in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So we said, if the person is able to start and finish before the shliach tzibur reaches kedusha, or kaddish, and we said that kaddish was referring to a mariv, a person comes in late. And the question is, will he be able to start and finish his Shemoneh Esrei before the Shliach Tzibur says Kaddish? So then Yisrael, a person, should daven, can daven. The Ramah says, Vadin, Amen, Dehakel HaKaddish. And we'll have to see what that means. Meaning, let's just speak out what the Ramah might be saying. We say that, let's say, you come into Shul late, Mincha time, 2-3 minutes into Mincha. So Shulchan Aruch already said, if you're able to start and finish your Shemoneh Esrei before the Shliach Tzibur reaches Kedusha, so then you can start. And the Ramah says, and the same applies, and the same is true, you have to make sure you can start and finish before Hakel HaKadosh. The Mishnah Berurah is going to say, well, if anyway, you have to be able to finish, to be able to respond to Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish of Kedusha. So obviously, you will have been in good time, you will have finished in time to say Kala Kaddish. And what is that referring to? We'll see in a minute. But that's something which the Ramah adds. Vadin, Amen of Kala Kaddish. And so too, Shemei Tefillah, we'll have to say Dinan Kaddish of Kedusha. They have the same stringency. And you have to be able to make sure that you're able to respond to Kaddish and Kedusha. And Vimlav, Al Yisbal Amin Ashavaris. And if you're not able to do this, so then wait, even though you're going to miss out on some aspect of Tefillah B'Tzibur, because you're going to wait for the Chazar Sashats and so on, but providing that you have time to daven, you're not going to miss Sivz Man Tefillah, then you should wait. So let's just see, I think we're holding by this Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Hebu Adin Amin. So he's going to ask, he mentioned this point. I understand the necessity to say that you can respond, you can reach in good time to say Amen to Shema Tefillah. And when will there ever be a Nafka Mina to be able to respond to the Amen of Hakel HaKadosh, given the Tzach Ligma L'Spal Kedem Kedusha? Anyway, you always have to be able to finish in order to be able to respond to Kedusha. So, Memele Yana Amen Ach Hakel HaKadosh. So, what is Ramah adding? The Ishlema, the Nafkamina, Afidim Shama Kedusha. You happen to have already heard Kedusha elsewhere. To become Makam Tzach Lahamtin Ishim Amen Da Hakel HaKadosh Shlishama Adayin. If you have not heard Amen of Hakel HaKadosh, that is a chashul Amen, and that also requires to make sure that you have said Amen to Hakel HaKadosh. The Gam Leinyan Shle Yami Lispal Taketh Acha Kedusha Kim Acha Shiyana Amen Al Habracha. The Gam Zeshayach Le Kedusha. So if a person is waiting to daven Shemoneh Esrei, and they're waiting to hear Kedusha, as we're going to see in the next Sif, so don't just think it's sufficient to wait for Kedusha, Kadosh, Baruch, Yimloch, and so on. Now you need to wait to be able to see the Amen of Hakel HaKadosh, and that's been the Gamze Hu Shayach LeKedusha. Okay, let's move on to the next piece of the Shulchan Aruch. He says, "V'im nichnas achar kedusha." If a person walks in, let's say again, if he walks into mincha and he's missed the Shemoneh Esrei, and he walks in as they begin Chazar Sashatz, and he's already achar kedusha, "V'im nichnas achar kedusha." So should he intuitively just start to daven immediately, so he can at least get some form of tefillah b'tzibur? No, we said in Nechazach Kedusha, in the Ochel Haskov Ligma Kedim Shagish Lech Tzibur Lamoidim Yisvalo. From Laval Yisvalo, we said that you have to be able to start and finish, which means finish the Brach of Shalom Rav, before the Tzibur gets a Moidim, which would mean a fairly, as we mentioned yesterday, a slow Shlich Tzibur, slow Chazen, and a quick Davener. And otherwise, we said, Al Yisvalo, and we said, "V'adinim yochel agiyah l'maidim el achaz ma'abrachas sheichem b'em kishegish lechtzibul l'maidim yispalo." It seems to be that the next best thing is, let's say you cannot finish Shalom Rav, but you can at least get up to Moedim, so you will bow at the same time that they will bow, and you will say Moedim at the same time they will say Moedim. That's also okay. So, it seems to say, Lechatchila, if you can finish the Bracha of Shalom Rav before Moedim, so you can respond to the Moedim Derabbanan. But at least, if you can be holding with, so that your Moedim will be synchronized with their Moedim, and so on, that's also okay. So let's see the Mishnah on this. We said in Sivkat and Vav, you come in, Acha Kedusha. Or it says in Mishnah, Lav Davka Du Adin, Em Nechaz Kedim Kedusha, Vihim Timinus Pala Dacha Kedusha. Lav Davka, if you came in after Kedusha, because if you come in even before Kedusha, you obviously you have to wait until after Kedusha. This assessment still applies. They need to assess whether or not you're able to finish Shalom Rav by Maidim. We said Shechtiv LaMaidim Ular Amar Hanal Bahagat Tzarech Ligma Kedim Amin Shal Shemeh Tefila. You have even less time. You have to finish by Shemeh Tefila. The Rama says that that's also an Amin which compels. You have to be able to say Amin to Shemeh Tefila. That's a Chashav Amin. At least you should be able to synchronize the pace that you will be holding by Shemeh Tfila when the Shatz is holding by Shemeh Tfila. So again, it comes out, according to the Mishnah Berurah in the Acharonim, person comes in late for Mincha, comes in 4 minutes late for Mincha, and the Chazan has already began Chazaras HaShatz. So, as you mentioned, intuitively a person might just think, oh, I'm late, I should just start davening. No, you definitely shouldn't do that, because you're not going to be able to respond to Kedusha, number one. So first and foremost, you have to make sure you hear Kedusha. So you definitely cannot start, that's what they're holding by, you know, after Gibar, you definitely shouldn't start until after Kedusha. After Kedusha, then you need to think, look, this guy is flying. You know, I came 3 minutes late. This guy's already, you know, holding a Chazar Sashatz. He's flying. There's no way I'm going to be able to daven Shmoneh Esrei and reach Moedim by the time they reach Moedim. No way, no chance. In which case, we say, you should stop and you should wait. You should wait. But if the fellow is davening slowly, and you can at least, you can reach Moedim when he reaches Moedim, or Shemeh Tefila when he reaches Shemeh Tefila, then you can do so. Then you can do so. And we said that we said in the Shulchan Aruch, either if you can finish Shalom Rav, or at least if you can reach Moedim when the Chazan reaches Moedim, says the Mishnah Berurah Shesheichem Behem. V'avol pi shloyachol leim Moedim derabban in shatzibur. I remember you're saying different Moedim and tzibur. Emekach klam. That's okay. Kevin shesheichem imahem. You are bowing at the same time the tzibur is bowing. That's fine. That's not a problem. You should try and say Shemeh Tfila together at the same time the Shlech Tzibur says it. Come on, as we're going to see in Sif Beis. So far we've spoken about if a person comes late and they come in the middle of the silent Shemoneh Esrei, what to do. Then we said if a person is Nichnas Achra Kedusha during Chazar Sashatz, what to do. Now we're going to speak about a case where a person made a mistake and they started Shemoneh Esrei when they should not have started. So continues the Shulchan Aruch and says, V'im tzarech lahaschil. But if you have to begin the Shemoneh Esrei, why? K'dei lismech gula l'tfila. Because you mistakenly said the bracha of Gal Yisrael. Now you have to start. Really, you shouldn't have started, but you have to start now. V'im tzarech lahaschil k'dei lismech gula l'tfila. And the Shliach Tzibur is holding by Moedim. When you are by one of the brachas, so you should bow together with him at the same time that him and the Tzibur bow. As in, if you're holding, let's say, by Baruch Ato, so you shouldn't be bowing by Baruch Ato. Baruch Ato is the place where you usually bow. You're not allowed to add on to the Kriyos and Shtachavoyos, which Chazal said. So if it's in the middle and you bow a little bit, that's fine. But if it's in the place where you would have ordinarily bowed had it been the bracha of Avos or Maidim and so on. Avalim b'tchilas b'seifa lo yishche she'ein sheichin b'tchilas bracha b'seifa ela ba'Avos u'ba'hida. Those are the only places where you can do so. But if you are just, you know, happen to be in the middle of Baruch Aleinu, and the shatz is holding by Maidim, then you can doubt somewhat. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kedei L'Smeich. So you mistakenly did this. Pirish Atah, you made a mistake. V'amar ad go'al Yisrael. Shema me'lo mechuyiv la'asmech la tefillah miyad. You need to launch into the tefillah immediately. V'adin imitzad shahashah iveriz mechuyiv la'amei detekev l'sval. Your seconds count. The Nesiv Zman tefillah is at 10:06. And it's 10:04, and you've got to go for it. So you can't wait. We said you should wait at Shir Hadasha in order not to have this problem of Gal Yisrael. So we said, what do you do? Yishcha imoi the einoi aimer oz maidim. You can't interrupt your bracha to say maidim. They know aimer oz maidim. The hashichia kukadish la yehi nira kakefer b'mishahat sibor mishtachavim loy. Meaning, everyone is bowing down in admission, and you're not, and therefore there is this concern of nira kakefer, which is a chiddush because one would have thought that people would see that you're davening shmona esrei. How can you say nira kakefer? There's lots of situations where we say if it's muchach, you know, if it's self-evident, if it's nicker, what you're doing that doesn't look like you're a kofer, then you don't have to worry about it. But, you know, being that you're able to bow somewhat, then you should do that. That's the best thing to do. If you don't need to start immediately, so a person shouldn't say, well, look, once there is this eitzah, I'm just bowing in the middle of the bracha, so this the Shulchan Aruch said, if you're able to reach Maidim by the time the Chazan does, then you should do so, and if not, it's not such a big deal, because I'll just bow in the middle of Baruch Aleinu. Now, that you still shouldn't do that l'chatchila. L'yuhutu l'haschah l'atfil al das sheyishcha b'emtzah brachas. After mutter lishchis beemtzukal abrachas, come on, kufi gimel, should the shem yishkach milishchis, given the inam chuyiv sham lishchis balav hachi, the mitzvah libelazer yitored or yichavim betvilase. So, in other words, we still, what the Shulchan Aruch says still holds true, that you should be able to finish your tefillah or at least reach Maidim at the time the Chazan reaches Maidim, synchronize your tefillah with his tefillah so that you'll be able to bow at the same time. But don't say, well, you know, if there is provision granted in a situation where I started because I had to start because I made a mistake and I said, Gal Yisrael, I can bow in the middle of Baruch Aleinu, so then just let me do this, let me get started and I'll bow when they get up to Maidim. The concern is that you won't bow, you'll forget, and if you're going to be so busy thinking, oh, where are they holding, so then you're not going to have any kavana, so it's not an eitzah, it's only if a mistake was made. Fine. Moving on to Ziv Beis. Im maschal espal im shliach tzibor. So, let's say you began to daven with the shatz. Kishegia im shliach tzibor lenak tishach, yemer imoi mila b'mila, Kala Kedusha, Kameshu Aymer. So you say the Kedusha word for word together with the Shatz, the Chen Yema Imay Mila Bemila, Birkas Hakel HaKadesh, U Birkas Shemeh Tfilah. So, number one, you should synchronize the Kedusha that it should be word for word together with him. It's not that he says it and you say it, but you're actually saying it at the same time the Shliach Tzibur says it. And so too, you should make sure that you're holding with when he gets to Shemei Tfilo. Megam Yechavim Kshagir Shliach Tzibur L'maydim Yegi Gam Hu L'maydim Oy Latev Shimcha Ulecha Noel Ahoydeis Kedei Sheyishcha Im Shliach Tzibur L'maydim. I must admit, you know, once or twice when this has happened to me, I haven't been able to do this, because it's one thing to be able to keep up with the Shliach Tzibur at the very beginning, but sometimes if the Shliach Tzibur just flies, it just is. I just think, like, it's not davening. It's just zooming. But presumably he's davening at a normal pace. You're able to keep up, even if you have to speed up somewhat from your norm. And this is what a person is supposed to do. So we have very interesting a machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch says, let's give an example of mincha. The person comes in late, you can, says the Shulchan Aruch, lechatchila, begin your Shmoneh Esrei together with Chazar Sashatz, Mila b'mila, Kedusha Mila b'mila, Atzeh Kodesh Mila b'mila. We're going to see, I believe, the Mishnah Berurah. He says that you would say Ladar Vadar. That's the Mishnah Berurah Shita. And then he says you do say Ladar Vadar. And you all of that Mila b'mila. The Ramah says, I think it's better to wait for Kedusha, wait for the Amen of Akela Kodesh, and then begin. That's what the Ramah says. But says the Ramah, that if the Shah is Iveris, it's going to be Saves Man Tefillah, whatever it is, Saves Man Tefillah Shachas, Saves Man Tefillah Mincha, Agadil Ismach Kula Tefillah, because you already said the Bracha Gal Yisrael, and so on, and he starts Chazar Sashatz, then in Echnam you should do as per the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Mila B'mila Pirish, Sheyemer Imai Nikadesh, L'dar V'dar, V'chulu Ad Akela Kadesh, So he says you should do these things, mila b'mila, and so on. That you don't do because that's only something which the Shatz does. We know that the reason why the Shlich Tzibur says aneinu and the Yachid does not say aneinu is because we're not convinced that every single Yachid is going to be able to be mashlim the tainus. But we think that the Tzibur and certainly individuals from amongst the Tzibur will be able to be mashlim. So the Shatz already in Shachris says aneinu. A Yachid, once it's really towards the end of the day, remember Ikaz Man Tfila is Mincha Ketana towards the end of the day, so then you say aneinu because it's already in the home stretch. In the home stretch. But in this case, when you're saying Mila B'Mila, you would not say Aneinu. You're still a Yachid at the end of the day, and even if it happens to be Tfilas Mincha, and he's going to say in Aneinu, you shouldn't say it as a Bracha B'Fnatzmi, you would still say it in Shemeh Tfilah, and so on. He points that over here in number 19. He says, Ula Hagbias Kole B'Kedusha. So you're still in your silent Shemoneh Esrei, right? Okay, you're allowed to respond to Kaddish and so on. Ulagbiya is koilay the kedusha kosavatir eschayim shemutra. The gam chazanish hiter b'teichik lagbiya is koilay. So interesting. So seems to be that the chazanish says that you're allowed to, but perhaps it's not lechatchila to do it loud like you are one of the tzibos of Yitzhak davening. It then says, "Will Hagbi a raglav kishu kishu emer kodesh kasav apriyus afshish yachol?" You're able to do so. So you can respond out loud if you want. You can lift your feet up if you want. He says in the next footnote, in number 20, he says, "Vegam mash misifin bekedusha shalmus of Shabbos v'yomtiv naritzach aikaser mash malahalon da'af mispal shachris tzarach la'imram." Yemashatz, all these things you see together with the shatz, and he says va'af ben eretz yisrael hanim to biyam tov sheni bechutz la'aretz mispal tefilas choil b'shava yemashatz mispal tefilas yom tov. So you're in this situation. You came late. You're going to daven together with the shliach tzibur at the beginning, let's say, but it's a different nusach. You're ben eretz yisrael. You're doing one the yom tov. They are chutz la'aretz. They're doing a tefilah. They're doing a tefilas yom tov. Quotes from Chaim Kanievsky. Shiach olema. As kala kedusha shal yom tov, then an actual lafsik, even though for you you're ben eretz Yisrael, and so on. Now he says also the next paragraph of mishneg l'spal nusach ashkenaz mispal tefilas lachash yachdem ashatz hamispal nusach svarad ayhefech. So they're going to say naritzach v'nakdishach. You want to say nekadesh shimcha and so on. Goes from Abraham Kanievsky she'ad achrei kedusha u'birkas akela kodesh yispal kameshatz. So the nusach which you do should be like the shliach tzibur, or achmiken yochel espalo kefi anusach shaloi. So, meaning they have a nusach svarat, have a different nusach in baruch aleinu and avrachim Yishma Kaleinu, and so on. You do like the tzibur, like the shliach tzibur. Afterwards, you can move back onto your regular nesach. He quotes from Shlomo Zalman, and says, "She'afla achakdusha mutav shi'mashich, shi'amshich kifinis chashatz." You should continue like the shliach tzibur and his nesach and so on. Fine. Now, we said in the Shulchan Aruch that you should say word for word with the shliach tzibur, mila b'mila, the birkas hakela kodesh, as the Mishnah Berurah Pirish, yichavim shtei abrachis elu l'sayim shliach tzibur v'yachad, v'oz in tzach su l'anias elu ha'meinim k'mash shatz v'atzmai. So you're not going to say amen to hakela kodesh or to Shema Tefillah, because you will have said it's together with the Shliach Tzibur. We said the Gam Yechavin Kshegiyah Shliach Tzibur L'Maidim, you should also be holding with Maidim. Gam Yechavin Ayin La'el B'Sif Katan Yud Aleph Seif Mbagi Giberim Kasef Tev Yesel Espal Mila B'Mila L'Kayim L'Kayim Shchia V'Amenim Right, if you have a choice to daven quickly and finish your Shemana Esrei before Moedim, or daven Mila B'Mila, you're better off davening Mila B'Mila, because this way you have more time. Because otherwise, as we mentioned, you have to wait for Kedusha and start and finish by Moedim. That's quite a feat. So you're better off doing this. This way you'll have a bit more time. Yeah, and 23 is an interesting footnote. In 23, he says, so in the event that you're davening together with the Shliach Tzibur, he quotes from Rabbi Yitzchak Chaim Zonnefeld and from Rav Moshe and Tshuva, she'enei nechshiv l'tfila b'tzibur. This is not called tfila b'tzibur. Rak shema'al osa yoyser, me'am espal b'yechitus. The next best thing. The voice of a shutik is Moshe, she'zu gam kavonis ha'chazinish, v'toma Al Shitch Sam Sefer, Shekasa, Shemispal Mashatz, Peshava, Arezu, Tfilah Betzibur Mamish. So Tfilah Betzibur is when you have 10 people davening together and you're davening with them. We even learned that if 6 people are having davened and you're Mitzvah 4 people with them, so you can say Kedush and so on, even that's not called Tfilah Betzibur. You know, let's say, you know, it's people come in late from out of town and they want to make a mire of it. It's 11:15 and there's 6 of them and they give them a star for the people and they damage monastery. Those 6 people are not considered to be davening Tfilah B'Tzibur. Meaningless, you know, it's the next best thing. But it's Tfilah B'Tzibur we saw is when 10 people are davening who have not yet davened. So here, you're davening together with the Shliach Tzibur, Mila B'Mila. And that says, Rav Chaim Zonnefeld, Rav Moshe, it's not Tfilah B'Tzibur, but the Chassam Sefer says that is considered to be Tfilah B'Tzibur. And so on. He quotes from Abraham Kanievsky, who says that it is considered to be Tfilah B'Tzibur, and others, so it seems to be Machlekes. Some say that is considered to be Tfilah B'Tzibur, or maybe it's the next best thing. Fine, good. Now we said, back in Mishnah Berurah, you've got new Dalit, the Ayin, the Chai Adam, take a look at the Chai Adam, Shemashma Minei, the Al Kulpanim, the Shachris, the Vadi, Yish Lahakal Bezeh. Kedish Lahitzach, Lahamtin Kulkach, Beshir Chadosh, Ayin Shama. I'm sorry, I skipped the beginning of Sivkat New Dalit. Excuse me, back to Sivkat New Dalit. The Ramah says, don't do like the Shulchan Aruch. You're better off waiting to hear Kedusha, and then you start. That's what the Ramah said. Says the Mishnah, "Ubesefer Eli Rabbi Herach Mikava Poiskim Nein." That Filu Lachatchila Motel Hatzchila Mashliach Tzibur B'Shava. You should do this. You should do this, like the Shulchan Aruch said. Va'ayin Mechay Adam Shemashna Minaid Al Kopana B'Shachas Bevada Yesh LaHakol Bezer Kedush LiYitzchak LaHamtin Kolkach B'Shirach Adosh Ayn Shama. So let's say you come late to Shachris, and you are davening, and you're trying to get there as quick as possible. And you realize you're not going to be able to daven together with the tzibur when they daven their sanach when esrei. The next best thing is synchronizing with the chazan, or waiting for the chazan, waiting by shir chadasha, waiting for kedusha, and then picking it up from there. So says the Chai Adam, by shachris you should definitely do like the Al Yirav, you should definitely do like the Shulchan Aruch, and you should daven mila b'mila, You know, and it's happened to me a few times, and you're basically pretty much holding by Gaal Yisrael. You're waiting for the Shtech Tzibah to start, and you're kind of hoping that you'll have some warning, you know. Sometimes they already stand and they just launch into it, and then you have to say Baruch Hashem Gaal Yisrael, and so you have to start quickly. So he says, when it comes to chakras, you're better off doing that. Even at Mincha you can do this. Kain kasev b'seif from Maimar Mardechai, okain ze kasev b'seif from Magin Giberim ezel Hashenei, mi she'ino yuchol l'shayer she'yavim ha'shatz l'maydim v'miyas chalach ha'kedusha. If you want to daven a nice, normal, well-paced Shemana Esrei, and if you wait for the Shliach Tzibur, and you wait for Kedusha, and then you're going to start, you're going to have to zoom in order to try and finish by maydim and synchronize and so on, the Shemei Yizbal b'al yedeza yachol ha'ask l'mashatz, do like the Shochnar of the Yim Imei HaKadusha Chalat Tfila Mila V'Mila Ad Kan L'Shayne. So the Kitzer, it seems to me the Achrenim are going like the Shochnar, that you begin and you say it's Mila V'Mila. I thought the Mishmur was Mefurish about saying L'Dar V'Dar. I'm trying to remember where I saw that, but he does, the place can do say even Nisach Ashkenaz for Nisach Sfad for sure, it's not a problem because you're saying anyway the same Nisach of Atzah Kodesh, but if you dab in Nisach Ashkenaz, I did see that they say that you do see L'Dav Adam. Okay, I'll call it here and pick up the market.